Welcome, welcome, and thank you for tuning in to the new Recording Artist Hub. I'm your host, Dotwho.com, owner of Music for the People Digital. And this show is also sponsored by Music for the People Digital. Today, we're going to be talking about the use of social media and the web, the internet. As an artist, once again, we're going to go through every episode through the same thing. As an artist, you write your songs, you critique it, you record it, you critique it again, you get your rights for them, you register them with BMI or ASCAP. But before all that, before you even release a song, you got to let people know you even exist. And the only way to do that is through social media. Blogs. That's a good one. Why? Because every time somebody looks up your name, 1,001 things are going to appear on Google, on Yahoo, on MSN, on whatever, talking about you. 2, Instagram. 3, Facebook. Twitter, Reddit. You get on all those, you're going to be good. Now, in this episode, we're going to teach you how to use all those for your advantage, or at least most of them, because our time is short. The way it works is like this. You got a good song, you're about to release it. You're a good writer, you're writing songs. You got to let the world know you exist. So you're going to open up an Instagram with your artist name, okay? A professional page. Why? So people could contact you. So you could collaborate. When you collaborate with people, guess what? Money in the bank. Now, another thing is, you open up your Instagram, and the only photos you post of yourself are photos that you know could only help your career. And I say that with all my heart because when you post those are the same photos that record labels and big time execs, they're looking at your fan base. If you're ever going to grow one, that's what they're looking at. If you put photos of your personal life in there, guess what? It's not going to go too good for you because people, they're going to have a different notion of you. So you're going to put photos that impress. Make sure you edit them very good. Make sure you put some effects. Make sure you look cool. Make sure you look cool in every photo, okay? And make sure you put a lot of hashtags. Hashtags, 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 okay? That's what you need the most. Hashtags. Just to start off. But just be out there. Post those photos. And I would say post maybe 2 a week. 2-3 a week. You know, that'd be pretty cool. Talking about just what you're doing. Remember, good work. You're writing songs. You're registering your songs. You're distributing your songs. That's good work. You're finding gigs. That's another episode, but that's good work. Next is Facebook. You open up a Facebook account. Hey, you put your artist's name. They're going to ask you for your real name. Put your real name. But open up another account with your artist name. Why? So you could promote it. Keep that in mind. Facebook and Instagram is the same company. You want to promote that. You want people from everywhere, from all walks of life, to know who you are and to follow you. If they're not going to listen to your music, at least they know about you. You know? Well, at least when you come into their town, they could recognize you and say hi to you. And once again, collaboration. Keep this in mind. The more outlets you have talking about you, the more liable you're going to get more connections, more collaborations, more money in the bank, more gigs, and more people will respect you because your word is bond. And not just that, your word in reality ain't nothing because the internet is talking about you. And when the internet talks about you, the world is talking about you. So you have already Instagram, you have Facebook, And then you put Twitter. Why are you going to put Twitter? Because every tweet you put is going to be out there on Google also. You got to be active, 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 steady, active. Not every single day, not every single minute. If you want to, it's okay. But get those followers. Remember, these days is all about the numbers. You could be an independent artist and still make more money than a lot of signed artists. I know some signed artists to some big record labels right now. And trust me, some independent artists are making way more money than they are. Hey, good example. Look at Ed Sheeran. This guy, he was gigging it up. And he made a big fan base. And he didn't need a record label. But he just got a record label and a record deal so they could get him to places where he couldn't reach. Okay, so you got Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Hey, it doesn't hurt to open up a Reddit account. Open up a Reddit account. You know, and write something. Start talking about your music on music sites or music pages on Reddit. Or open your own one and start inviting your friends so you can let them know that you have one, okay? But you want to be on top of your game, that's for sure, okay? With all your photos and all your information, be on top of your game. Because if you're ever going to look for a record deal, that's what execs are looking at. I'm not going to lie. I work with new artists. Why? Because they're new. I want to give them a hand. And not just that. I take them to the next level. But I tell them the truth. I ain't going to lie. Hey, man, you got some good music, but you need to work on your look. Hey, your music is pretty good, but you don't have no social media. Hey, who are you? I never heard of you. You know, so you got to put all those things into mind. Social media plays a big role. You put your name and you're going to pop up. You're probably wondering why people's names pop up on Google and they haven't done nothing big. That's because they're on social media. You got to be on there too as an artist. You know, hey, so what you're going to do? So you're on Facebook, Instagram. You're going to post something on Instagram and you're going to promote it. How are you going to promote it? Well, you're going to look to see where your fan base might be. In other words, what country, what city, what state, what province, what part of the world. And you're going to promote it there. I'm not going to say promote it worldwide because then you're just going to have a big mess up. And a lot of people from just weird places hitting you up. You just take them one at a time. And how are you going to do that? At your own time, with your own money, at your own pace. So what you're going to do, you're only going to use $1 a day. That $1 a day, I always call it the test drive. $1 a day for 30 days, for one full month, you're going to promote it. And if you see a lot of feedback, a lot of people following you, a lot of people just listening to your music and talking about you and commenting, you know what? You're up to something. You're really up to something. When you get that smart link from those distributors, when you're about to distribute a song, hey, you want to share that through Facebook and through Facebook especially. Not Instagram too much, but through Facebook. When you release your song, you want to share that through Instagram. Instagram is a good one. And if you really find your niche, your key stronghold fan base. Hey, sky's the limit. Start off with $1 a day. Pretty simple, okay? Take it easy. As far as blogs, there's thousands of them around. Just look around. Put your biggest artist. Put any artist's name. And if you see them on a blog, click on that blog. Find out more information about them. There's a lot of resources out there. If you don't know none, contact me. I'll be more than happy to help you out. Hey, there's blogs even from $5, $10, $15. Whatever helps. You don't have to be in the front page of Billboard magazine. Any blog is a good blog because you're online and people are knowing about you. Hey, you get a gig, you could promote it online. People go to your gig. You could even sell your tickets through online, through your social media pages. And people will follow you. Trust me, I'm a music goer too. People will follow you. So remember, social media is a must. If you're a singer, if you're an artist, if you're a writer, social media is a good one. Let people know you're there. Let people know you exist. Let people know you're somebody. If you don't, it's like if you never existed. So for all those singers who have released thousands of songs and haven't really worked out their social media, hey, start working out that social media, or if not, people ain't even gonna know you exist, okay? Maybe you're just getting one listen per month, one listen per year. Check your Spotify for artists. You should know. Get on it. There's a good website also called Slaps. Slaps. That's a good one. It's by DistroKid. Slaps. Slaps.com. That's a good website because you join and you can put your music out there. So your peers, in other words, other artists just like you, could talk about your song. And you could get a lot of good feedback from that. But hey, that's all the way back in the first episode, critiquing your music. And this episode is all about social media. But once again, that's part of social media. Hey, I'm your host, DotWho.com. Thank you for joining the new Recording Artist Hub. Okay? Check me out online. Contact me if you have any questions. And leave your comments on the bottom. Okay? Have a good day.